You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we hear the stories and songs of some up-and-coming Wisconsin bands. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, and the big story is the federal court order issued today calling on Wisconsin lawmakers to redraw voting boundary lines in an ongoing lawsuit that's likely to be settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. Robert Menser is with us. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks.
What did we hear today from this U.S. District Court when it comes to redistricting?
Yeah, we had some big breaking news on a Friday, and this time the courts were at least had the decency to do it in the morning and not wait until,
yeah, we had that right run now of court announcements that kept happening, you know, after we went off the air.
Yeah, when
was a couple years
I was ready
back
to go home. Thank you very much. Yeah, so this follows from the court decision in November that found that that Wisconsin's 2011 voting maps were unconstitutional. So once the court had determined that the maps were unconstitutional, it was the question that remained was who or when or how will the state need to redress that and change that, right? So one option was the court could have redrawn it, a judge could have. They could have said, well, you know, you don't have to do anything until the Supreme Court reviews this. And today's decision is that Wisconsin legislators and Governor Scott Walker, it is on them. They have until November 1st to come up with new voting maps so that it'll be in time for next year's midterms.
And the plaintiffs in this case, they were making the case that the way these were drawn it was kind of drawn precisely to disenfranchise, to minimize the votes of the impact of votes of Democrats, as I understand the case. But they were hoping, they wanted the courts to do this instead of the legislature, largely the same people who drew the original maps that are under challenge here, right?
Right. So, you know, like most states, Wisconsin lets politicians choose their voters. So when you do redistricting every 10 years, it's the legislature that does it. This in this case, the 2011 maps came right after Republicans had been swept into office, and they drew these very Republican maps. They drew maps that tilted in favor of keeping Republican legislators in office, and that's what you would expect a politician to do. So the question with this it really has never been whether there were sort of political considerations or political motivations behind these districts. It was whether they had gone so far as to violate any sort of election laws. This particular challenge, it is a different type of challenge than what had been brought before. It's a bit of a novel interpretation. Yeah, the decision, the panel of judges said that the maps were, quote, intended to burden the representational rights of Democratic voters. It's a bit hard to know quite how now back in the hands still of unified Republican leadership, how that gets changed, or what, you know, sort of how far they can go without going too far.
And what have we seen from Democrats and Republicans in response to this so far today?
Well, so a few things. The first thing to know is that this is subject to appeal. This is a federal court, but it could go to the Supreme Court. It's a bit hard to know what the Supreme Court is even going to look like in the future, but it certainly could happen that the U.S. Supreme Court will order a stop to this and say that the maps are fine and there's no problem. That is what Republicans hope will happen. That's what Governor Scott Walker said sort of shortly after the initial decision was announced in November. And so I think that that's what Republicans are hoping, and that from their perspective of what they say, that they believe the law is on their side. Democrats are, you know, I mean, Democrats are jubilant about this. This for sure is in some sense a vindication of claims that they've been making for a long time about the 2010 maps. And yeah, I think there's some hope that it will have an effect in the midterms.
And if this stayed true, if the Supreme Court says, yep, those original maps were unconstitutional, you do have to redraw them, those maps would just be in place for the 2018 and 2020 elections, and then the new legislature gets to draw up a whole new set of maps.
That's right. That's right. And we go through, and we rinse and repeat, right?
Right.
Couple things that are worth saying. This applies to state senate and state assembly districts. This does not apply to congressional districts, even though those also were redrawn in 2011 and some were changed fairly dramatically. Those are off the table. This is about state races. Also probably worth saying that Wisconsin has experienced big political changes since 2010, and it's not the case that this voting map has been the only thing or like the main thing that has driven Wisconsin's changes in Wisconsin that made it arguably a red state. Governor Walker has been reelected statewide, and of course, in 2016, Wisconsin's electoral votes went to Donald Trump. Those elections had nothing to do with districts because they were statewide elections. So, you know, the districts, the way the districts are drawn, certainly matters. It certainly matters in these state and assembly races. But you know, it's far from it's not a slam dunk that this necessarily has been definitive in any election.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network, Wisconsin, a weekly Wisconsin News Roundup here on Central Time. Want to touch on a couple of stories, Rob. The big transportation audit, the eagerly anticipated transportation audit, not a phrase you hear often, but it did drop some big news. What did we learn yesterday?
Yeah, you know, Rob, what is a few hundred million dollars between friends? I mean, it's a few hundred million there, it's a few hundred million here. Pretty soon, you have underestimated the cost of Wisconsin road projects by $773 million between 2006 and 2015. So that's what the audit found, that Wisconsin's highway projects are consistently blowing through projected budget numbers. And this, you know, I mean, I think that most people who follow this stuff kind of know that a lot of times these individual products will run long or run over budget, but this is dropped in the middle of, you know, what something that we've talked about probably many times at this point is kind of the biggest or the most contentious state budget issue, and for sure it's going to provide ammo as we go into this this process of deciding how much money the state's going to put into roads.
And three major Republican assembly leaders, Speaker Robin Voss, Majority Leader Jim Steinke, John Nygren, who's on the Joint Finance Committee, said today they want new estimates on the costs of future projects. So they're taking this thing and integrating it into that transportation debate right away.
Yeah, I mean, at a minimum. So one of the findings is that the department had not been estimating for inflation, the cost of just normal inflation, as some of these projects that might take years and years to complete. The cost of materials goes up, the cost of labor goes up. That seems like that would be a normal part of calculations, but it hasn't been. So I mean, there are things like that seem fairly ripe for some change.
And then turning to the ongoing story of Sheriff David Clark, a lot of criticism, a lot of controversy lately, harassment on an airplane, deaths in the Milwaukee County Jail, a lot of back and forth, wars of words going on between the sheriff and others. What's the latest part of the story you're watching?
Yeah, we touched on this last week, and a Milwaukee resident filed a complaint against Clark after Clark had the man detained and questioned at Mitchell International Airport and then escorted out of the airport because, I mean, you know, you say harassment on a plane, but according to the complaint, the man shook his head at Sheriff Clark because Clark was dressed in Cowboys gear. So anyway, this week, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that the county has launched a formal investigation into the complaint. They've interviewed people at the airport. They've interviewed the man who made the complaint. So that will continue through official channels. Maybe of note, although maybe not, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's editorial board also wrote this week that Clark needs to go. So some criticism of him from a few quarters.
Rob, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
That's Rob Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin.